Well, the first of the semi-finals is this evening. Banagher taking on Mahara Felt in Owen Beg.
It's the game, I suppose, both teams wanted. Whenever the draw was made, I suppose the three teams left would have been looking at Banagher as maybe perhaps the weakest, and Banagher would have been looking at Mahara Felt to avoid Glen and Slackmead. So in terms of the pairing there, both teams have got what they want. And, you know, look, Mahara Felt will be big favourites to win that, there's no doubt. But Swatow are huge favourites to beat Banagher, and Ballaghy were big favourites to beat Banagher. So Banagher won't be afraid of this game. They've had a very good championship record over the last 7, 8, 9 years. They've been to a couple of semi-finals, probably more so than, they've probably had a better championship record than Mahara Felt in the last 5, 6 years. So it's a game that Banagher won't fear, but again, it would be Mahara Felt's game to lose.
And tell me, who are the key personnel on both sides? Obviously, when you think of Banagher, we think of Mark Lynch.
Yeah, well, look, you've Gavin O'Neill, who had been in and out of Derry panels, has been very strong at midfield. You know, Peter Hagan has been in Derry panels as well, as well as young lad Feeney, who was in America during the summer, and he's come home and has added serious value to that team. And again, they're fueled by a number of hurlers that are very strong footballers as well. So Donegal are formidable when they have everybody out. And the problem through the league, and the reason that's such a bad league campaign, was that they had players in America. They had a lot of hurlers that were dual players, and, you know, they never really got any momentum. You know, they lost their management mid-season. So it's only really now that they've recovered. And they look at Mahara Felt as a serious opportunity to get to a possible county final. But by the same token, you know, Mahara Felt will have Emma McGuffin at full forward. You know, they'll have the two Monaghans. You know, they're very, very strong right down the middle with loads of pace. And Mahara Felt are probably going to be good value for getting to their first county final in a long, long time.
And so it's going to be a bridge too far to win the intermediate last year and reach a final, senior final the following year for Banagher.
Yeah. Look, I think they've done tremendously well to get to the final, to the semi-final. But I think it just will be a bridge too far. But Mahara Felt will have it all to do, because there'll be no inferiority complex with Banagher. You know, they'll really believe they can go and beat Mahara Felt. I know Beg has been a good ground for them in the past as well.
Yeah, and then moving on to tomorrow, it's very much a case of Slackneil. We haven't gone away, taking on the team that probably most people see as the new team on the horizon in Derry, Glen.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose for the neutral, this was the game that they wanted to see. Obviously, a month ago, both teams met in Slackneil for a league final in front of 4,500 people on a cold Wednesday night, which was incredible. And a lot of people had tipped Glen to win that league. Slackneil had, you know, it sounds strange, but Slackneil hadn't been going particularly well, even though they were still in a position to win the league. But they came out and they absolutely blitzed Glen. They tore them to shreds and had 17, 18 points to spare in the finish-up. So on the backdrop of that, there was a lot of soul-searching in Glen, and it looked like Slackneil were back on the track again. But Glen did regroup. They went down to 14 men against the Loop, and they ended up winning, having played 40 minutes with only 14 men, which was a massive shot in the arm for them. And then in terms of going to beat Lavey comfortably the last day. So Glen have come at it in a really good way, whereas Slackneil had a comfortable win over Newbridge by 10 points. And then, you know, they had a 6-point win over Ballinvary. But Ballinvary had them in trouble for a long period until Joyce McGinnis had to go off injured. And unfortunately, Ballinvary didn't have the subs to back up the first half performance. At one stage, Ballinvary won 6-4 in the half, but Slackneil, in fairness, will always find a way, and they did find a way that day, and they run out 6-point winners, and they were well worth that victory. But it's a game, Slackneil haven't been able to beat this, Glen haven't been able to beat this Slackneil team in a number of years in either league or championship. So you're looking at, does every dog get its day? This is a dangerous game for Slackneil, especially given that 18 points to spare in the league. And it's psychologically who that game has affected most or least. Because Glen have regrouped, but Slackneil will look at that. Glen still have to come at an 18-point turnaround, and they have to get into that. And it's give a bad weekend weather-wise, and I don't really know who that'll suit more.
And a lot of old familiar faces still in that Slackneil lineup.
You know, the two McCaigs, Brenton Rogers, and in a defence that adding into to Frank McIldowney. You know, that, like, they've been stalwarts of it now for 6-7 years. You know, Paddy McGuigan in the middle just keeps getting better, and then Shane McGuigan is probably the most informed forward in Derry at the moment. You know, and, like, they get frees and he never misses, and again, probably up front is one area that they probably haven't fired as well as they had in previous years. But defensively, they're very, very sound. That don't look like conceding goals. And if Glen are to trouble Slackneil, they're going to have to score goals. But like, in fairness, Glenn, Alex Doherty has had a massive year for a young lad. You know, Kieran McFaul has had a couple of brilliant games. You know, Danny Tallon. Like, Glenn have the talent, you know, the pace to really upset Slackneil, but it's who's going to win individual battles. You know, will Kieran McFaul be able to come out and tap against Paddy McGuigan? You know, that's a massive battle. If Glenn could win them battles right down the middle, they have a chance. But looking at it, will Danny Tallon be able to get the better of Chrissy McCaig? Will Charlie McCaig be able to snuff out Alex Doherty? I still think it's Slackneil's game to lose, but I think it's a very, very dangerous game for Slackneil.